Great things happening. Good morning. Welcome on the call. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome on the call. It's right at the top of the hour. It is 9 o'clock in the morning. I am just so happy. I am so proud. We are so delighted to get to start off our day every single day with you guys in the morning. It is truly the first 10 minutes before we get on the call. You can hear that the pace picks up as literally hundreds of people from all around the country plug in the call. Everybody is trying to introduce themselves. I know there are lots of people who are already at their desk who can't say hello, but good morning to you all. And it is just fantastic what's happening all over the country. It truly is brilliant. You know, Dennis Norquist and Gene Stewart and everybody in Orlando have Doug Ridley down there. And on Monday night, they had 50 people in the home. Tuesday night, they were in a different home, another 50 people. Last night, 50 plus people in the home. And I'm going to be there on Friday night. And it's the same story from all over the country. You know, last night, as I started off this call, I said to Alan Weiss, thank you so much for the beautiful email that you sent describing how much you've enjoyed the last 6 weeks. But he talked so beautifully and passionately, not just about the money he's made, not just about the growth in his business, not just the rank advancements he's made, not just the huge pride he's seen in the growth in his team in terms of how they've grown as people, how much money that his team has actually made, and he knows how much they've made, the rank advancements that they've enjoyed, and how much he's enjoying helping them to grow, but just how much he's enjoying the friendship, the camaraderie, the creation of a team, and the fellowship that we all get to enjoy on a daily basis. And then I was on a call last night at about 1:30 in the morning, or till about 1:30 in the morning, with Bill and Karen Rose and their son Kevin as they were driving back from somebody's living room. And Bill was saying, you know, I've made tens of millions of dollars in my life. I have been, by most people's measure, financially very, very successful. But he said, I just have so much enjoyment building this business because I truly get that with every evening, I'm building a relationship with people. I'm building possibilities in their lives, and I'm building the possibilities of a great relationship for us today that is getting stronger all the time and with the people that they know. He said, I just enjoy the fellowship of it. I enjoy the energy of it. And that's where this call came from. I was thinking last night, and it was late, as you know, when we finished that call, it was well after 1:30 in the morning, and I was just excited. My whole being was just alive with excitement. Sylvia and I were sitting down here. We were chit-chatting with one another, talking about the day, just enjoying it and just saying, wow, so much fun. I wish so many people could enjoy and feel these feelings that this is really the juice of our business. This is what it's all about. And we began to talk about and say, what is this all about? It's just the energy and excitement that gets created when possibilities come alive. It is so beautiful when the possibilities of life are just out there in front of you. When you can feel the energy of it. And we started to think about, what are those things that make the biggest difference? You know, the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. And I just love that, the determination that I see in our teams and the teams of people that we all work together with to help other people and to enrich their lives. You know, progress begins when the belief that what is necessary is possible. It warms my heart when I have a conversation with Becky and she talks about, you know, what's necessary is that her daughter in August is in a private school that specially caters for people who have ADD and ADHD with also some dyslexia so that she can go back to school and perform at her best, no longer be frustrated with the educational system. And in order to make that happen, she needs to make an extra $700 a month, and she needs to make that by August. She's decided that that's necessary, but not only is it necessary, and that it is possible, and she's making it happen. You know, I love what St. Francis of Assisi said. Start by doing what is necessary, then what's possible, and then suddenly you're doing what's impossible. It just brings to my mind a great conversation I had with Robin Weiss. When we first came into this business, she said, you know what? I never want to do a presentation. I never want to speak with people. She said, what I'll do is I'll be happy to bring people to you guys, and you can either do the one-to-one presentation or the little group presentations we do in the living room. And over time, she did that, and she began to become successful. She became a broker. She began to build a team. And then that was what was necessary. And then one day, an opportunity came up to do a presentation, and none of us were available. And she thought, maybe it's possible for me to do this one-to-one presentation. We talked about it, and she said, I see it as a conversation. I see it as self-indulgence if I don't share it with this other person. What if this is exactly what they're looking for? I don't want to leave them waiting another day. I'll do it. She said, I can pour two shots. I can press play. I can read from the Red Book, and I can share the success guide and say CD number one. And then suddenly she's doing what she thought was impossible, where she's now speaking with people with confidence. She is truly beginning to understand that this business is about growing and growing other people and showing other people what is possible. You know, everything looks impossible for the people who never try anything. Listen to this. Everything looks impossible for the people who never try anything. Napoleon Hill is famous for having written a book called Think and Grow Rich. And that book is a great book because it took at the time the 50 most successful, and they measure that success by monetary wealth. I know there are other ways of measuring, but it's a great yardstick for that. Over a 20-year period. And he has 13 principles that are in there. And the very first principle, what is it, Chair? You know, it says everything looks impossible for the people who never try anything. The challenge is too many of us listen to people who never really try anything or anything that truly can make a difference in their lives. We listen too often to our family, to our friends and our relatives, and often it's well-meaning. In other words, they're saying, don't try that in case you're a little disappointed. Don't try that unless you have to adjust your life in a little way. But understand, so often when we get to the end of our life, we're not going to regret the things that we did. The big regrets we'll have are the things that we didn't. Remember, everything looks impossible for the people who never try anything. Be careful who you're listening to. Nothing ever built a rose to touch the skies unless some man dreamed that it should, some man believed that it could, and some man willed that it must. What are you choosing to will into your life? Understand, if we listen to the gloom and gloom that is on CNN, that constant negative news, whether it's the newspapers that we're reading, whether it's the people that we're speaking with at the water cooler, whether it's the radio that we're listening to, whether it's the print that we're reading in magazines, whatever it is that we're exposed to, so many people are talking about a recession, so many people are talking about the difficult times that are ahead. The only thing that they're not sure about is how difficult they will be and how long will they be. But they're saying perhaps it's 3 to 5 years. Understand that 98% of the people, not just in this country but all around the world, will be financially worse off in the next 3 to 5 years. But you can be determined to have a different life. You can be determined to have a different outcome. In fact, in the next 3 to 5 years, you can be financially free for the rest of your life. You can actually make this happen with our company, with our business, with the opportunities that are available to all of us in this beautiful country that we call the United States. I love the way Vince Lombardi put it. You know, we're talking about possibility. We live in a country of great possibility. We live in a country where freedom is the very foundation upon which it's built. All men and women are equal. We all have that possibility. The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will. What do you want to will into being? Whether it's that extra $700 so your daughter can go to the school that's going to make the difference, that's going to set up for the rest of her life, that is something that Becky wants to will into being, and she loves the fact that she has a track to run on, a supportive team, and a business that's focused on activities, and she knows she can do those activities and she can be successful. You know, when we think about what's possible, maybe we move a little further from just survival to actually soaring. we move out of survival mode, we raise our head up, and we move into soaring mode, and we dream about other possibilities. You know, whether it's Tom Vole saying, I want to be the dad that gives the money to everything that our school wants. I want to be the dad that can volunteer every time they want to volunteer to go on the trip, that I'll go on that trip. I want to be the dad that can play a big part in my children's life. I want to be the dad that contributes to helping a lot of other children have a great life. Walt Disney, what did he say? All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Why wouldn't we have the courage to pursue what can better us, can better our children's lives, when we truly understand that our greater being, our greatest purpose can come alive, where we can help ourselves, help our family, help our extended family, help our community, help our church, help our country? Why wouldn't we have the courage for that? We all have possibilities we don't know about. We can do things we don't even dream we can do. Let today be about those possibilities. Let today be about those dreams. Let today be about your mind, your heart, just opening up to the huge possibilities that are out there for all of us. That the next 3 to 5 years, that the next 3 to 5 months be about you becoming your better self. You becoming your better self and helping other people. And I absolutely just love what Helen Keller writes. When I think and read about Helen Keller, there are so many things you could look at her life and say, this is a person that truly could say that life dealt her a very difficult hand. And I would say that that was true. But her higher self came out. And I just love, there are so many fantastic quotes, but I picked out one that is just a beautiful thought for us to go out there today, for us to open up our minds and say, you know what? I don't want to live inside the conversation. You don't know my life. You don't know my challenges. We all live in this beautiful, fantastic country. We're all listening to this call, and we know that the hand of friendship, we know that support, love is available to all of us. It's available within this team because that's what we're about, team and spirit, encouraging other people, and it's something we extend out to other people. But listen to this to be your thought for today. No pessimist ever discovered the secret of the stars. Our sails to an uncharted land are opened, a new doorway for the human spirit. Helen Keller. Let's open a new doorway for our human spirit today. Let's go out there in front and open that doorway for somebody else as well. Let's have a God-filled, beautiful, gorgeous day today. Why? Because we have decided to, because we are determined to, and we know that we deserve it. God bless every single one of you. We love all of you and look forward to hearing you on call tomorrow, which is Feedback Friday. It's open mic morning. It's a call that's created by you. So don't just leave it up to everybody else. Have a brilliant day today and bring those stories on the call tomorrow. Everybody have a brilliant day. We love you all.
Have a buzzerific day.
Thank you, Garrett.
God bless you all. We love you all.
Thank you.
Well, as usual, great call to start the day with.
I love being that dad.
Yeah, I you stole my thunder with that one, man.
Sorry,
and
buddy.
that is so true. It is, without a doubt, one of the best concepts that exist is being that dad. Now, that is, without a doubt, one of the most powerful things that a person can do, is to share that life and share that love with their family and with their children.
You know, I will fully agree with that. The best times of my life was when I left corporate America, launched into my own home-based business, and have watched my kids come and rally around both Paige and I, you know, and learn our trades, learn what we're doing. Not because they may join us in the business, but to realize, man, if you're in business for yourself, you're in full control of your time, you can enjoy life, you can go out and go play at the beach, you can do anything that you want to with your family that most people, you know, just dream of because they got to work that 9 to 5 all the time.
Wow. You know, one of the neatest things that I think that we have in this industry is exactly what you just touched on, Troy, and that is the ability to share with our children the possibilities of living that self-directed life, because I believe that our education system is failing the young people of this country. I believe that it has failed us, for that matter, because nowhere in our formal education do we ever receive any instruction on becoming an entrepreneur. We're programmed to get a job and build someone else's dream instead of building our own dream.
And Jim, you're 100% correct, and don't get me started on our education system, because I'll go on a major tangent. But, you know, Donald Trump should have finances 101 at major universities around the world, right? Same with Bill Gates, finances 101. It's so true. I mean, back in the early, 1900s, what do we have? We had the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Everybody was an entrepreneur. Everybody had their own business. And then, I think we touched this on the show the other day. And then what happened was, everybody was told that corporate America, the big companies, were going to take care of you. Get into a big company. Get a good position, get a pension, and it's going to take care of you for the rest of your life. Social Security is going to take care of you when you get older. Well, guess what? It's not true anymore. And these days, all big companies think about is their bottom line. They'll replace you. You could be making $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, and they'll find a college graduate with twice the skills for less money to do a better job, and they're going to let you go. And it's time to go back to the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and taking control of your destiny and your life and owning your own business. And that's exactly the paradigm shift we're seeing in the home-based business network marketing industry right now. And I think, Troy, you threw out a stat last week of, 75,000 people a day around the world are joining the industry or doing a home-based business.
Well, that's the exciting part. And, guys, when you actually look at what people love, we can look at Hollywood as an example. You've got Risky Business, you've got Working Woman, you've got Cocktail, movies about guys that and gals that were told you can't make it, you can't do it, that's a stupid idea, and yet they went out there and fulfilled their dreams. When we look at current TV today, if you go and watch the Discovery Channel, you've got American Chopper, you've got the Deadliest Catch, you've got all these guys are entrepreneurs that own their own ships or something, that are kicking butt, and I think America is drawn to that, and that's what makes just the right time for us when we look at this, and that's what Garrett was talking about. Don't listen to the dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies. Go out there and make a life for yourself.
Now, one of the things that I always have to think about is the age-old analogy that whenever you accept someone else's advice, whenever you take their counsel, along with that advice and that counsel, you're accepting their income, lifestyle, their position in life, and everything else. Because due to the law of modeling, when you listen to someone else, you are accepting what they have as a lifestyle for being what you want as a lifestyle. Now, if you want to be successful, the more successful you want to be, seek out more successful mentors and listen to what they tell you to do. One of the biggest things that I see people get in trouble with, and maybe get in trouble with is not necessarily the right term, but that will stifle people is when they ask a successful person for advice, and then they ask them, well, why?
Why ask why? Hello?
Exactly. Instead of trusting that person, has been to the school of hard knocks, I get a kick out of it because, in a lot of Jim Rohn's teachings, one of the expressions that he uses all the time in humor is, I wouldn't sign up for that class. And if you think about it, it's just so simple and so profound. Well, why is that? Well, I wouldn't sign up for that class. And it's so simple.
You hit on something right there, Jim, because when people ask why, it reminds me of a conversation you and I had a couple days ago when we were talking about our whys, and you were talking about the flight line and flying and how that was such a passion of yours. And I got to thinking after we hung up that, one of the reasons that I was able to learn to shoot a rifle as proficiently as I could is because I thrived on the ability to see how far that bullet would go. But most people don't have the patience to learn how to be an expert at something. They want to be able to collapse those time frames and not have to go through some of the sacrifices that you see successful people have to go through. And when we find a mentor, it's obvious that we can collapse some time frames, but there's still going to be some sacrifice. There's going to be some hard work. You don't become a Tiger Woods or an Arnold Palmer or a Tommy Watson because you want to maybe play golf or maybe wear a green jacket. You're able to do that because 8, 9, 10 hours a day, you're out there hitting a ball. You're out there swimming. You're out there doing whatever. So when a person says, why, you know, that's when I say next, because they still don't get what they need to get to be able to be successful.
Well, Troy, you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's taken me, you know, it's been an 8.5-year learning process, self-taught. Nobody took me under their wing. I did a lot of digging, researching, and a lot of trial and error to become an internet marketer and to get the search engine optimization skills that I've acquired and so on and so forth. And it's very true. I mean, I've knocked down that learning curve. I won't let the new person learning how to do what I do and mentoring under me make the same mistakes and spend the amount of money that I did trying to figure out the internet. But regardless, it's still going to take a learning process. It's still going to take time and it's still going to take effort. But I guarantee you I can knock that process in half, because the first 4 years was a real trial and error, and the last 4.5 have been amazing.
You know what, guys? You just hit on something very important, though. Without realizing it, you both mentioned the fact of your determination level when you go into it is what sets the stage, because it's not about a word that we were talking extensively about on the last couple of shows, and I'm going to bring it up again today. When a person comes into this industry, it's not about trying, it's about doing. Mm-hmm. And none of these people that you guys mentioned before, and I'm going to mention another name that's, you know, fresh in the news and even more popular with the recent Olympics, and that's young Michael Phelps.
Absolutely.
Michael Phelps did not set out to try and be the best swimmer in the world.
He knew he was going to be.
He dedicated countless numbers of hours when other people were off doing other things that were more fun, and that boils down to the fact that successful people are willing to do the things that unsuccessful people are not. They dedicate themselves to the goal that they have, and they don't take their eyes off that goal. It is the obsession of their desire.
You know, that's so true. It brings up a point right now, because I think in listening to Garrett and listening to you, Jim, and listening to Matt, and knowing the dedication and the confidence and the struggles and the hard knocks and sometimes the mistakes that we make, it reminds me of Miss California right now. There's a lot of publicity because she stood up for her values, you know, but I look at her from a different perspective, because I look at a young lady who worked her way up to the very top, the very pinnacle. And when a specific question was asked to her, in a split second, she stood by her values. She stood what she was had the long vision of what she had. It wasn't about one little pageant. It's about, where am I going to go in life and how many other people are going to follow in my footsteps? And I think the men and the women that get started in a home-based business, that go through those struggles, that focus on where they want to go, that realize if you just take one more step, you're going to end up being propelled in a place that you never dreamed of being, but the same thing rings true. And that's what is so, I don't know, it's a blessing to me just to hang out with people who I know I can make mistakes. They're going to pick me up. I know that if I say something that's wrong, they're going to correct me. But the love and the passion and the mentoring that you see on this team is just amazing to me. And that's what people listening to our call today need to realize. When they're getting into a home-based business, it's not just the vehicle that they're going to use to get them there. They've got to look for people with like-minded values, with a passion to be a servant leader, with the excitement and dedication to say, hey, we've already been there. Let us share some shortcuts with you so that you can really start to see and feel that success fast and quick.
And look at what Garrett and Sylvia pour out every single day over the last, you know, couple of years with the Success Guide, with the Red Book, and that's exactly what they put in place here. Is an outpouring of a system to make it easier for the average person to plug in, go to work, and make it happen.
You know, guys, you mentioned something there, Matt, and there's a young man who I know
who is not even in our business, who took a look at our business and decided that he was, you know, it's timing more so than anything else, but he was not ready to do anything. But he plugged into the morning calls, and he lives up in Michigan. And he called me a while back, and he said, you know, I still listen to those calls on a daily basis because in my daily life, those calls have an amazing way of just getting me perked up and ready to go to face my clients every day. And I don't think there's anybody that can't benefit from feeding their mind every day with something positive as you start the day to get your juices flowing, get you pumped up, and get you just, you know, excited about going out there and facing whatever it is that you do. Because unfortunately, we all face naysayers of some kind in every business that exists. And if there's something that we can plug into on a daily basis to get excited, get fired up, get pumped up, and believe more in the power of our own abilities, that's amazing. And, I mean, to me, what Garrett and Sylvia have put together here and the fact that you guys have volunteered your time as well to tack on to that and give people even more on a daily basis speaks,
you know,
to the desires of the team to serve others first.
You know, it's that serving others first, but something you just said, Jim, about waking up in the morning, know that what you're getting excited for. You know, every morning when we do this show, I have the same event take place. At about 9:15 to 9:20, my office door opens, and this studly little six-year-old comes out and says, Dad, I just got up, and I love you, and I'll talk to you later when you get off work. That is one of my whys every morning that I work from home, is because, man, I get emotional. You can't pass up an event like that each and every day.
No, you can't, man. And I got the same thing here at my house with my grandson. And the lesson that Cameron teaches me every single day is that everything in life is difficult until it becomes easy. Because at 10 months, he's still learning. His learning curve is vertical.
Oh.
And seeing the changes that are taking place in him on a daily basis are just amazing. Matt, I know that you recently had the opportunity to take Jamie skiing for the first time. Talk briefly about that. We got about 2.5 minutes left, but talk about the power of living that self-directed life and sharing that with your kids.
Absolutely. I'm just going to comment on Troy's experience with his six-year-old in the mornings. And, hey, Troy, what a feeling it is to know that work stops in about 20 minutes, too, so you can go see your son, doesn't it?
That's
that awesome?
Right.
Well,
right.
For the time being, anyway. Jim, thanks. I've been skiing. I started skiing when I was in, I don't know, first or second grade. I grew up in Massachusetts, and all my family's from Vermont, so we had all the big Northeast ski mountains. And so this past winter, I decided to take my daughter skiing, and it was so empowering to watch this child learn, and it was amazing because, you know, and I get a lot of videos up on Facebook and pictures, but the very first day, you know, I decided to give her off to a ski instructor for a quick lesson, and about halfway through that, I got a text message saying, come back, she's frustrated. I thought that was going to be the end of the day because I know how my daughter is. But then again, I also know how she is. She's just like her dad, and she won't give up. And I went down, and I spent about 5 minutes with her, and then I gave her back to the instructor. And at the end of that lesson, we went back into the ski lodge. We ate a snack and got ready to go back up. I said, are you ready to go to the top of the mountain? She's like, you know, she's a little nervous about the chairlift. And sure enough, we jumped on the chairlift. We got to the top of the mountain. And don't you know, we skied all the way down, and then we did it again. We did it again, and I was coaching and mentoring and showing her. I held the tips of her skis. I skied backwards half the day that day. But I'll tell you what, by the end of that day, that seven-year-old little girl got to the top of a black diamond trail, looked down it, and said, I want to go down this one. Well, I didn't say no. I didn't tell her it was a black diamond either. But when we got to the bottom, I did. And you should have seen the look and smile on that child's face. And there's a video on my Facebook. When I follow her down the mountain, follow her right to the ski rack, the look on that child's face, Jamie Lynn's face, is absolutely priceless. Self-gratification.
Well, I think that's amazing. And I think that it embodies the power of if you don't know what you can accomplish, you can accomplish anything if you put your mind to it. Folks, you've been listening to Radio for Your Mind. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Feedback Friday. Matt, Troy, thanks for your support. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk after a while.
Excellent. Bye, guys.
Have a fantabulous day, guys.